The one-day meeting will focus on finding places for Syrians who continue to escape the insecurity in their homeland. Nearly 5 million people have fled, mostly to neighboring countries, according to the UN Refugee Agency, UNHCR. Adrian Edwards, the agency's spokesperson, outlined the meeting at a press conference in Geneva on Tuesday.
The focus is the need for expanded multi-year programs, not just of resettlement, but of other forms of humanitarian admission too, including involving countries that really haven't been a traditional part of the resettlement and solution landscape.
In Geneva, the international community will be seeking to recommit to what the UN calls the fundamental principle of equitable sharing of responsibility for refugees. In the case of the Syrian conflict, countries in the Eastern Mediterranean, the Middle East, and North Africa are doing the lion's share. For example, Turkey has taken in 2.2 million Syrians, while Lebanon, which has a population of around 5 million people, is hosting more than 1 million. UNHCR says the conference will explore how more states can admit Syrian refugees, thus relieving the pressure on countries such as these.
Some pledges of additional resettlement and other humanitarian admission are expected to be announced tomorrow. However, given the international context at present and with Syria's continuing conflict, additional places are going to be needed over the coming months and years, in particular to address the needs of the most vulnerable and to relieve pressure on Syria's neighbors.
In total, representatives from 92 countries are expected to participate in the conference. They'll be joined by 14 UN agencies, 24 non-governmental organizations, and other groups. UNHCR, the UN Refugee Agency, points out that upwards of 450,000 places will be needed over the coming years for the most vulnerable of the Syrian refugees. Once again, Adrian Edwards.
Resettlement isn't the only aim. The other pathways include humanitarian transfer or visas, private sponsorship, medical evacuation, family reunification, academic scholarships, apprenticeships, work schemes, and so on. The event will, we hope, also showcase innovative approaches, new partnerships, and a number of successful case studies. It's an opportunity for governments from countries around the world to be part of finding solutions for Syrian refugees.
The high-level meeting is among several events this year organized by the international community to address the Syrian crisis. A conference in London in February ended with $10 billion in pledges to address humanitarian needs generated by the conflict. Deanne Penn, United Nations.